Well, welcome along to this Champions League assist sponsored by Free Super Tips. I'm Warren Ashurst. And this week I'm joined by James Milton and Tom McGarry to look ahead to this week's European fixtures. After the league format concluded, of course, we now have 8 knockout round playoff games to look forward to, with the first leg split between Tuesday and Wednesday this week. And we'll waste no time getting straight into it, because the match in focus this week is a huge game to look forward to. It is Manchester City against Real Madrid, the first leg at the Etihad Stadium, Tuesday at 8 p.m. And City 5-4 to claim the victory. It's 19-10 Real Madrid and 14-5 the draw. Milts, we'll start with you. Obviously, a repeat of last season's quarterfinal between these two, which Real won on penalties. I would say that they're both much different teams in terms of form this time around.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a surprise that they're meeting in the Champions League knockout stages. It's the fourth season running. But, you know, the stage that they're meeting at is a serious shock when you consider, you know, how short they both were to finish in the top eight of the league format. But, you know, I mean, they've only got themselves to blame, really. Certainly City, you know, scraping into the top 24 was extraordinary. And I'm not convinced by that they have fully emerged from this slump. You know, if you look at their last 10 games, I think they've won 7 of them. But, you know, there's a bit of stat padding there with some nice cup ties and playing against some weak teams. And the two tough games, Paris Saint-Germain away from home and Arsenal away from home, they really were humiliated defensively. So I think that has to be a massive concern for this game. Yeah, you look at their past meetings. I don't expect it to be cagey. Obviously, the first leg last season was 3-3, and there was 1-1 at the Etihad where City had 33 shots on goal. So I think it's going to be an exciting game. Both teams have serious questions defensively. Real just seemed to be in a perennial defensive injury crisis. So odds against for over 3.5 goals looks the best bet, and it should live up to the hype, I think.
Yeah, certainly looks that way. I mean, Tom, last season, City knocked on the door and they just couldn't quite get through it in terms of winning that quarterfinal, losing on penalties in the end. But, you know, even this is going to be an even harder task, you'd suggest, considering their defensive record of late, and you throw Kylian Mbappe into the equation as well.
Well, that's it. Kylian Mbappe has finally found his feet, hasn't he, at Real Madrid? It seems since the turn of the year, I think it's 9 goals across all competitions. Maybe if City were facing Real Madrid in the autumn, he wouldn't have been fully up to speed. But yeah, I agree with James. I think this is going to be a really entertaining game with lots of goals. I just fancy there's a bit of value in going with Real to win this match. James mentioned when City have played the big teams of late, Arsenal, PSG, that they've lost, and they've lost convincingly. It's not just been the result, even the scoreline. It's been the manner of those defeats in terms of the performance. City were second best against PSG and were thoroughly thrashed by Arsenal. So it's going to be really difficult for them in this game. I thought it was really summing up where City are at the moment, that they were holding the ball in the corner flag against Leyton Orient on Saturday in the Cup. That just kind of shows the struggles that they're facing, even in a game like that where they're expected to dominate. They were hanging on to a degree. So, yeah, Real in the draw, no bet market. They're odds against, and I think there is value there. I mentioned they've met in the 3 previous knockout stages in the last 3 seasons. Real have emerged triumphant over the course of the tie in 2 of those. And I just think that although these are 2 Goliaths, heavyweights, if you like, that are both used to being at the top of their game, they're both struggling at the moment to really find their best, but more so City. Real at least have a bit of consistency behind them, only 2 defeats in their last 17 games across all competitions. So with Mbappe coming back into form, Vinicius, Jude Bellingham, I just think Real's big players are doing better at the moment than City's.
Yeah, it is the big game, and it is going to be fascinating to see how both perform at the Etihad. It is an 8 o'clock kickoff on Tuesday. Well, let's continue to look ahead now to the rest of the Champions League fixtures on Tuesday, and we have 1 early kickoff, and it's an all-French affair at 5:45 as Brest prepare to take on PSG. Brest 13-2 in the betting, PSG 19-50, and the draw around 17-4. Tom, we'll start with you with this one. How do you see this going?
Again, I think it should be entertaining. First and foremost, I feel a little bit sorry for Brest. Their first European campaign, they've got through to the knockout stages, and they draw a team they face twice a season in Ligue 1. And not only that, a team that they have an appalling record against. There's no real disgrace in that, but the last 20 meetings between the two sides going back to 2010, PSG haven't lost, and they've won 18 of those, the most recent of which was a 5-2 victory in Brest at the start of this month. The caveat for Brest in this one, as it has been for the entire European campaign, is they're not actually playing at home in Europe. They're away in Gangamp again for this game, which, you know, throws another spanner into the works for them. And, you know, it's very difficult to see beyond PSG winning this game. But the hope for Brest is that this PSG side, although they tend to win matches, they don't often keep clean sheets. In the last 9 games, they've only shut out one side. That was lower league Le Mans in the Coupe de France. So yeah, I fancy there to be goals, but if it becomes a slug between who's got the better firepower, then obviously it's PSG every time. They've won 5 of the last 6 against Brest, where both teams have scored as well. So that further underlines that Brest can get on the score sheet. They can celebrate their first ever goal in the knockout stages of European competition, but I think they'll end up conceding at least a couple at the other end.
Yeah, James, I suppose this is one of a numerous number of ties in this knockout stage where you have a situation where a couple of months ago it could have been much different within terms of how the teams were playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, PSG, you know, we talked about it at the very start of the season. They had a horror draw, but really kind of came through the gears late on, obviously, with that win against Manchester City. And then going to Stuttgart on the final day when they needed a win and doing it in style. And, you know, as Tom's mentioned, they're worthy favourites, I think, to win against Brest. Brest, I think, probably flattered, you know, fantastic effort to get to the knockout stages. But they won 3 of their first 4 games against Sturm Graz, Salzburg and Sparta Prague. And what we have seen in this new format is that the weaker teams have been really, really poor. And so, you know, Brest made the most of that kind start to the draw. They lost 3 of their last 4 to nil. And yeah, I think they are going to struggle to keep PSG quiet. I like the look of Ousmane Dembele to score at any time. It's an obvious selection. He's probably the in-form forward in Europe at the moment. Yeah, a player who for most of his career, you've kind of been tearing your hair out and frustrated with his lack of end product. He's scored 16 goals in his last 9 appearances. Hat-trick against Stuttgart. Came off the bench to score against City. You know, he's racking up a ridiculous number of shots, 30 attempts at goal in this season's Champions League at a rate of 6 per 90 minutes. So I think there's still a bit of juice in his price to score at any time.
Well, there are 2 more games to look forward to on Tuesday, and they're both 8 o'clock kickoffs. Let's start in Turin, where Juventus play host to PSV. Juve are 9-10 to claim the victory, Eindhoven 16-5, and the draw 5-2. A little bit of pressure, I'd suggest, on Thiago Motta at the moment, Milts, with how Juve have been doing. And certainly, they've kind of flattered to deceive a little bit in the last couple of rounds of Europe.
I think so, yeah. I mean, they started their Champions League campaign at home to PSV and won 3-1. And you know, that was doing a promising start under Motta. Defensively, they were very, very good the first few weeks of the season. And Bremer was ruled out, and the centre-back. And he's been a huge miss for them. PSV also missing a key defender, Olivio Boscagli. So I think that makes both teams to score a really appealing bet in this one. You know, both teams have found the net in 8 of Juve's last 11 games. And you're looking at them now, a bit of a defensive reshuffle. I mean, Lloyd Kelly, who never really got a look in at Newcastle, could be in line for a start, which, you know, feels like something from a football management computer game or something when you see that. But PSV, you know, as we know, in the Eredivisie, just unstoppable, really, and have scored plenty of goals in Europe as well. Obviously, beating Liverpool 3-2 on match day 8. So, I think they're unlikely to sit back in Turin. I think it should be a good game.
Yeah, one of our colleagues is a Newcastle fan. Took great delight in telling us that they got Lloyd Kelly on free, and that Juve could be paying around £6 million for him. So, Lloyd Kelly could well be playing Champions League football. You never know, but I mean, Tom, PSV, you know, have shown in flashes in this Champions League format that they are capable of pulling off an upset. Are they capable of beating Juventus over 2 legs, do you think?
It's possible. For me, PSV, the archetypal team in this competition where they can beat anyone on their day, but they can also lose to anyone. And we saw that during the league phase. They got that victory over Liverpool, didn't they? Which really helped cement their place in the top 24. The caveat with that, of course, is Liverpool were much changed for that game. And as we saw in the FA Cup at the weekend, when Liverpool make a lot of changes, sometimes things don't exactly go to plan. But PSV are a good, solid European team. I found this one really difficult to call, in all honesty, out of all the games this week in the Champions League. Really difficult to know which way it was going to go. I've sided with Juventus to just about edge things. As James mentioned, they beat PSV back at the start of the league phase campaign. And the pressure is on Thiago Motta, yes, but he's had a couple of victories in the build-up to this match as well. I just think Juve might be able to squeak through on the night. Maybe on the tie, it's a different matter. PSV back on home soil might be able to do something. But yeah, I'm just leaning towards Juventus to edge through. They're no longer the draw specialists that they were earlier in the campaign.
Well, the other game on Tuesday evening takes place in Portugal. It is Sporting Lisbon at home to Borussia Dortmund. Sporting 5-4, Dortmund 2-1, and a draw 13-5. They're on the third manager of the season, Tom. Sporting, are they going to be able to celebrate with a success in this one?
Yeah, I can just see goals in this game, in all truth. The two sides that have had a lot of upheaval, haven't they, over recent months? I mean, Sporting were fantastic at the start of the Champions League campaign under Ruben Amorim, and it really unravelled after that, and they only just squeaked through on goal difference to this knockout stage. They've got Rui Borges in charge now, their third manager of the season, and he's calmed things down. They're on a decent run of form. They've scored in all 10 games with him at the helm, and yeah, I think they'll be able to get on the score sheet in this one. The thing is, so will Borussia Dortmund. Again, a team that have changed their manager recently, Niko Kovac coming in. His first match in charge at the weekend ends in a home defeat to Stuttgart. That was the 13th game in a row where Dortmund had failed to keep a clean sheet. But shoe on the other foot, they've also scored in 17 of their last 18 games. So the bet I've looked at is over 2.5 goals and both teams to score combined, which I think will offer decent value, not only the two records of the two teams collectively, but if you look at the individual goal-scoring talents on show as well. Victor Gyökeres, that has been well-documented, the amount of goals he has been scoring this season for Sporting. He is just easing his way back from an injury layoff, but he seems to score every time he enters the field. And the same is true at the other end for Serhou Guirassy of Borussia Dortmund, the Champions League joint leading scorer this season, 8 on 9. If he nets one more, say on Tuesday night, then he will join a pretty elite group of Dortmund players to reach double figures for goals in a Champions League season. He'd be sitting alongside a Robert Lewandowski and a certain Erling Haaland.
Yeah, not bad company to be in. We've said this already, James, a couple of times, that there are teams capable of beating anybody and also losing to anybody. And I'd suggest that Dortmund are probably in that bracket as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, winning five games in the league stage is obviously a decent effort. You look at the teams they've beaten: Club Brugge, Celtic, Sturm Graz, Dynamo Zagreb, and Shakhtar Donetsk. I mean, and then conceded 8 goals, losing to Real Madrid and Barcelona. So you can see kind of the level they're at. And as Tom mentioned, you know, they just had the one game under new manager Niko Kovac. So I can't really trust either of these teams, so I'm going for the draw at a decent price. But you know, first leg, I think avoiding defeat will be key for both sides. And Sporting, you know, I'm still underwhelmed by them. I mean, you know, fantastic against Manchester City and took 1 point from their next 4 games. The concern for them is that their last 2 games were against 2 teams who'd been already eliminated: RB Leipzig and Bologna. They failed to win either of those. So that's a real concern. And I think the draw looks a good bet in this one.
OK, well, let's move on to Wednesday's matches now. And we'll start with the early kickoff. Another 5:45 start as Club Brugge take on Atalanta. Brugge 11-4 to claim the victory. It's 21-20 Atalanta and the draw 12-5. I was pretty impressed with what I saw of Brugge against Manchester City, Milton, in that final league format game. This is going to be an entirely different task, though, against an Atalanta side who are flying themselves and scoring plenty of goals.
Absolutely. And, Atalanta, particularly away from home, they can really turn it on against weaker opponents. Unbeaten in their last 14 away in all competitions, won 10 of those. And I think this is a tricky one for Bruges. Obviously, they're at home. You know, I just sense that they may not quite know whether to stick or twist in this one. And any uncertainty leaves them vulnerable against Atalanta, particularly on the counter-attack. Club Bruges, we've said throughout the campaign, they've created chances. They've only actually scored 7 goals in 8 games in Europe this season. And were winless in 5 games before a league win over 10-man Leuven, who are managed by Chris Coleman, incidentally, at the weekend. So they're not in great form coming into this one. And, Atalanta, we saw them in the Europa League last season, stormed Anfield, beat by Leverkusen 3-0 in the final. They really come alive in these knockout ties. And I think this is a great opportunity for them to establish a decent first leg lead.
I think it's fair to say, Tom, that if Atalanta do get through this test against Club Bruges, a lot of the bigger name teams will want to try and avoid them.
Absolutely. First and foremost, if we're taking anything away from this podcast, it's the fact that Chris Coleman's managing the 12th best team in Belgium. That's a real fact that has probably slipped under my radar and a lot of other people's. But yeah, Atalanta, James mentioned that they're fantastic, particularly away from home. They were going through a little bit of a sticky patch, going slightly off the pace in the Serie A title race, but they seem to fire their way back into form in typical Atalanta style with that 5-0 victory over Verona at the weekend. Again, that was away from home. And maybe we've alluded to timing already in the show, but if this was a few weeks ago, Club Bruges might have been in a better position. They were on a massive 20-match unbeaten run before losing at Manchester City. And as we mentioned, they then have only won once since against Chris Coleman's Leuven. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult for Club Bruges. There's a lot of value in backing Atalanta to win this game a shade over odds against. So, yeah, I'd be siding with Atalanta to win. They score a lot of goals on the road as well, particularly in the Champions League. So, yeah, for me, Atalanta to win this one is a good bet.
OK, well, 3 more games to look forward to now. All 8 o'clock kickoffs on Wednesday, and we'll start with the biggest of them. Celtic against Bayern Munich at Celtic Park. The hosts are 6-1 to claim the victory. It's 19-50 Bayern and the draw 9-2. The first thing that jumps off the page to me here, Tom, is that is a huge price for Celtic at 6-1. Bearing in mind, some of the performances in Europe this season, are we guilty maybe, or are the bookmakers slightly guilty of just seeing the name Bayern Munich and not taking into account maybe some of their recent performances?
I think so, because you look at the records of both teams. I mean, it's hard with Celtic. We know there's a huge gap between the Scottish Premiership and, of course, the Champions League. But they haven't lost a single game at home since December 2023. That's a fabulous record, whoever you're facing week in, week out. And as you've alluded to, they've been really good at home in the Champions League this season. They beat Leipzig. The only teams that have taken any points off them at home this season in any competition are Club Bruges and Aberdeen. So, yeah, I don't think you can write Celtic off going into this game. You look at Bayern's record as well. They've lost 3 of their 4 away games in the Champions League this season. Ironically, the one away game they have won in Europe was against Shakhtar Donetsk, and that was played in Gelsenkirchen in Germany. So there's a chance for Celtic in this. But, and this that's the big but. Yeah, when Celtic come up against the cream of the crop in Europe, if you like, or even sides just slightly below that, like Borussia Dortmund earlier this season, they can struggle. Brendan Rodgers likes to play an attractive, attack-minded brand of football, and Celtic are used to doing that when they dominate teams domestically, but they can't do that. They can't be that loose, if you like, against Bayern Munich. I think Celtic can score, certainly. They've got the attacking tools to do that, but keeping Bayern at bay at the other end is going to be really difficult. I think Bayern will win this in a match where both teams find the back of the net. The job for Celtic will be to try and keep it as close as possible, a 2-1, maybe something like that. So they've got something to get their teeth into going into the second leg.
Yeah, I mean, two legs affairs against a team like Bayern. I mean, it's always going to be difficult, Mills, but just on home soil with Celtic, you know, and their form. And the amount of times that we've said on Champions League assist programmes this season, Bayern were disappointed. Bayern didn't look the usual self. You know, there is hope for Brendan Rodgers' men.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think Bayern have looked anything like the side they've been in some recent seasons. And, you know, I've got a friend who's a Celtic fan who's very bullish about the fact that Celtic have the superior manager in Brendan Rodgers. And you know, as we've mentioned, I think home advantage is going to be absolutely crucial in this tie. Bayern, poor travellers in Europe. Celtic, I mean, their league record at home is ridiculous. 40 goals scored and two conceded this season. And, you know, obviously, as Tom mentioned, that's not hugely relevant when it comes to the Champions League. But they picked up 10 points from their four Champions League home games. So I think it is going to be tighter than the betting suggests. I like the look of a 2-1 Bayern victory. You know, you're kind of, for all their faults, you know, Bayern do score goals and they've got that kind of knockout pedigree that Celtic don't. And I thought Bayern were excellent knocking out Arsenal last season. And came very close to knocking out Real Madrid as well. So I think a tight win for Bayern looks the best bet. I mean, you know, you just look at the kind of gulf in resources between these clubs. The Celtic had to sell their top scorer, Kyogo Furuhashi, in January, which is, you know, not ideal preparation for this tie.
No, certainly not. It should be a fascinating, and it will be, a thrilling encounter, I'm sure, at Celtic Park. Two more games to look forward to then, both at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Up next, it's Feyenoord against AC Milan. Feyenoord 21-10 to win this one. Milan 5-4, and the draw is 5-2. If you told Feyenoord fans, Milts, at the start of the season, they'd lose Arne Slot to Liverpool, and yet they'd still get into the potentially the knockout stages of the Champions League, they'd snap your hand off.
Absolutely. You know, they were still in with a hunt for a top eight finish until that 6-1 defeat at Lille on match day eight, which firmly closed the door on their chances there. I'm aware that kind of we've not tipped too many cagey first legs, which was always the tradition. But just looking at the Champions League this season and domestic leagues, and can't really see many teams who defend particularly well. You know, kind of Arsenal and Inter and Liverpool have kept plenty of clean sheets in Europe. But, you know, the sides in this round have been really leaky, and none more so than Feyenoord. That one stat that jumps out is they conceded 21 goals, seven more than any other team who made the knockout stages. And so that points me towards a bet on Milan to win and over 2.5 goals. I think you know, Feyenoord is certainly capable of finding the net on home turf, but you know, Milan have impressed actually in Europe and kind of look competitive in Serie A as well. You know, they were in line for a top eight finish until that defeat at Dynamo Zagreb, where they had a man sent off in the first half, and yeah, I think they can claim a first leg advantage here.
I watched Milan on the opening game of the league format lose at home to Liverpool, Tom. And after a bright start, they just looked a shadow of the side that I expected them to be. But as Milts has alluded to there, as the tournament's gone on, they seem to have got stronger and stronger.
Yeah, they have. They've improved. I watched them against Club Brugge early on in the campaign as well. And they snuck a victory, really, in that game, mainly because Club Brugge had a man sent off pretty early. They weren't convincing before or even after that. But they have improved. And my takeaway from this game, just two words, Santiago Jimenez, who's swapped Feyenoord just about on deadline day, I think it was, to join AC Milan. He has been registered for the Champions League, and it's so hard to look beyond him having a big say on this tie and on his return to Rotterdam. He's a player in form as well. He's made just a couple of substitute appearances for Milan so far, but he came off the bench to score against Empoli at the weekend. He has five in his last four Champions League games, including two against Bayern recently. Of course, all those coming for Feyenoord. That's taken him to 17 in 21 club appearances so far this season. He was fantastic for Feyenoord. I know in the past he's been linked with a move to the Premier League. I think Nottingham Forest were heavily interested last summer, but that didn't materialise. He's gone to Serie A. And yeah, how many times do we see it? Players returning to haunt their former club, not usually so quickly after leaving, particularly when they've gone to a different league. But it's so hard. It's just a tempting thing to look at. And given his form, Jimenez, you've got to fancy him.
Yeah, there's something maybe in that. It has to be looked at, I would suggest. Final game of the playoff first legs then takes place between Monaco and Benfica. Monaco 11-8 to win this game. It's 5-2 the draw and 19-10 Benfica. Again, another two teams who have scored plenty of goals recently. Tom, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, again, like James was mentioning, you feel like you almost need to pull back and think this has to be like a 1-0, a 0-0, but there's nowhere when you look across these eight games where you think it is going to be cagey. Hopefully that proves to be the case. But again, I'm looking at over 2.5 goals and both teams to score, similar to the Sporting Dortmund tip from earlier. In Monaco, their last four games across all competitions have seen 19 goals scored combined. Benfica as well. Goals have been flowing, both teams score, and over 2.5 goals has been a winning bet in four of their last five games, which includes, of course, the mouth-watering 5-4 defeat they suffered to Barcelona in this competition not so long ago. Yeah, it's hard. These two sides were level on points in the final league phase standings. Benfica won 3-2 when they met at Monaco during that league phase as well. But I think it's difficult to call a winner from my point of view. So I'm leaning towards the goals market. Neither side convinced defensively. And, you know, as we seem to be predicting in this knockout phase, that attack's going to be the best form of defence.
James, what about you? How do you see Monaco against Benfica?
Yeah, I'm continuing with the theme. Over 3.5 goals in this one. I mean, Tom mentioned their league stage meeting where Benfica scored twice late on. Monaco played the last half hour with 10 men. So I think it is going to be tight, but I think it's going to be entertaining. I mean, you know, Benfica won 2-0 at Juventus on match day 8. But, I mean, that was a real rarity for their defence. You know, mentioned obviously the extraordinary 5-4 defeat to Barcelona. Even more concerning is that they've conceded 7 goals in their last three Primera Liga matches, which, given the weakness of that division, kind of apart from the big three, is very worrying. So, yeah, 7 of their last 11 Champions League games have featured over 3.5 goals. And I think that's going to be the case again this week.
OK, well, that is all of the individual matches covered. Up next, we'll bring you a bet builder and the assist treble.
Do you want football free bets? All the best offers from your favourite bookmakers can be found in one place. Check out racingpost.com/free-bets to find out more. Racing Post, stay ahead of the field.
OK, we'll start off with the bet builder then for this week's Champions League playoff first leg ties. And we couldn't go anywhere else, Mills, could we, but the game at the Etihad, Manchester City against Real Madrid.
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a real treat for neutrals. I think probably Pep Guardiola and Carlo Ancelotti are not too excited to be meeting at this stage. But for the rest of us, it should be great. So over 3.5 goals is the first selection. You know, a couple of recent first legs between these sides was a 4-3 win for City and then last season's 3-3 in Madrid. And you know, this time you just look at the way both teams have been defending. So many defensive injury absentees as well. And you know, as we've mentioned earlier, Mbappe and Bellingham and Vinicius Jr. and Rodrigo for the visitors. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So over 3.5 goals is the first selection. And, yeah, Tom made a great case for Real Madrid draw no bet. I'm going to stick Real Madrid or draw double chance in. You know, just looking at City, I mean, on paper, you know, they've kind of emerged from that extraordinary slump they had. But they've been beating some really weak teams. And as we discussed earlier, you know, the manner of those defeats to PSG and then to Arsenal, you know, they're 2-0 up at PSG, a PSG side who were under huge pressure at that stage. And then just the capitulation in the second half at Arsenal. You know, the City have by no means turned the corner after that terrible run. And Real are certainly capable of avoiding defeat. And my last selection, Jude Bellingham to score at any time. You know, obviously he's set the bar very high with his goal tally in his first season in Madrid. Not quite hit those heights, but I mean, he had a run of 7 goals in 8 La Liga games over the winter. Since then, he's had 19 shots in his last 4 league matches, hit the crossbar against Atletico Madrid at the weekend. And, you know, we've seen for club and country, he is a big game player. And I think he's going to relish this this trip to Manchester.
Well, that's James's Bet Builder selection then for the big game on Tuesday, Manchester City against Real Madrid. We'll turn to the assist treble now, a selection from all three of us. Tom, we'll start with your pick first.
Yeah, I've gone with the Celtic-Bayern Munich game. I do fancy, despite Celtic's fantastic home record, that Bayern will have enough to win this game. But Celtic can score. As we mentioned, Celtic, great going forward. Bayern have this vulnerability, particularly away from home at the moment. Their firepower should see them through. But yeah, Bayern to win and both teams to score.
Miltz, what's your selection?
Yeah, I'm going for Atalanta to win at Club Brugge. I think this is just going to be the limit for Club Brugge. Their last Champions League knockout tie, they lost 7-1 on aggregate to Benfica. And that was when Scott Parker was in charge. And as Burnley fans will tell you, that is a man who knows how to set up a defence. So I think they could be really vulnerable against Atalanta, who were unlucky not to finish in the top eight, really. You know, had an excellent campaign, had a couple of frustrating 0-0 draws with Arsenal and Celtic when they could easily have won. And you know, we all saw how they turned on the style in the Europa League knockout stages last season.
And my selection is going to be both teams to score in that Monaco-Benfica game at around about 4-7. I think both of them will see this as a great chance to make it into the last 16 the way they've been playing. Benfica have averaged 2 goals per game in the league format. Monaco have scored 17 goals in the last 7 home matches as well. So plenty of goals amongst them. If you look at the last 8 games sort of that they've played, 4 each, you look at a 4-1, a 4-2, a 3-2 involved in those for Monaco, 3-2, 3-1, 5-4 for Benfica, which suggests there will be goals. So the assist treble this week for the Champions League, Bayern to win and both teams to score, Atalanta to win and both teams to score in the Monaco-Benfica clash. And we'll complete this week's assist with the naps of Tom and James. And Miltz, we'll start with you first.
Yeah, I've been going for goals throughout this show, so I'm going to aim to finish on a high. Ousmane Dembélé to score 2 or more goals against Brest. You can get around 10-1 on this. Incredibly, it's been a winning bet in 5 of his last 8 appearances in all competitions. That includes a hat-trick against Brest earlier this month in that 5-2 win for PSG. And he scored a hat-trick at Stuttgart in his last Champions League appearance. I mean, this run has got to end sometime, but it may not be against Brest.
With odds of that, it's certainly tempting. And Tom, what's your nap selection?
Yeah, again, I've mentioned it. I love a storyline. I love an arc like that. So I've got to go back to Santiago Jimenez to return to Feyenoord and really haunt his former club. His form's great. One thing I didn't mention earlier, Milan, as they've improved in the Champions League this season, their goal scoring, particularly away from home, has also improved. They've scored 7 in their last 3 away games in the competition. So they're creating, they're providing opportunities. And even if Jimenez doesn't necessarily start this game, he proved against Empoli at the weekend, he can come off the bench to score. I think he potentially will come into the starting 11 for this one, which will increase his chances. And yeah, call me a romantic if that's the right way to look at it, but I can just see him scoring on the night.
Well, 2 goal scorer tips then for you for this week's Champions League action. My thanks to both Tom and James for their input in this week's Champions League assist. For now, it's goodbye from us. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. And of course, we'll be back with the assist looking ahead to the Premier League and the EFL on Thursday. Until then, enjoy your midweek European football. And please remember to gamble responsibly.